Peace, what's good? I'm being guided to say a few words before I go to sleep, even though I had already fallen asleep. There's something that wants to come through. I don't know what it is, and I'm just gonna start with the energies that I've been feeling very heavily lately. Not very heavily, because it's not a heavy weight, very lightly lately. It's an energy of the feeling that you get when you've been through difficult times, when you've been through the heavy life experiences, when you've been through those rough patches, when you've been through the struggle, when you've been through the pain, when you've been through all of those emotions that feel heavy, that feel sluggish, that feel sometimes like giving up, sometimes like giving up hope, sometimes like giving up faith, or sometimes feeding into the negativity and the fear or whatever it is, or allowing those life experiences to crumble you. It's the feeling of all that and still choosing to transmute all that energy into love, into peace, into strength, into determination, into resilience, into power, into self-love, courage. I'm filled with that energy of now seeing all the times that I wanted to give up, that I didn't see the end of the struggle, of the emotions that weighed me down, of the confusion that at some point also really weighed me down. Seeing all of that and now seeing my present fast forwarded from all of those emotions and all that energy to experience the transmutation, the alchemization. Of every single one of those moments that I continue to keep going, that I continue to not feed into that confusion or not feed into the emotions that really wanted to just bury my soul. It's such an amazing, peaceful, it's such a peaceful feeling. It's such a healing feeling to experience the rainbow after the storm. After a storm that didn't seem to end, or it would go away for a little bit, and then there comes the clouds again, and it would start raining and thundering and lightning again. It's so beautiful to experience the rainbow. It's so beautiful to experience the sun come out and shine through you. For this to see and to feel that sunlight shine through you. I feel like I look at myself in my eyes now, and I've been looking at myself through my eyes in the mirror and talking to myself for years now. And what I see, what I feel is so different. It's so different. And when I look into my eyes and I know everything that I've been through, everything that these eyes have seen, everything that this heart has felt, everything that I've experienced that wanted to tear me down, and I see all the courage, I see all the resilience, I see so much strength, so much faith, so much power within my own self that pushed through, that pulled through, that decided to just keep going. It's such a beautiful feeling. And maybe I'm making this message right now because maybe you haven't seen that result just yet. You're still running the race. And I'm here to remind you to keep going. To not give in to the urges to give up. To not give in to those life experiences that come to us for growth, for healing, for self-reflection, for us to take it in a way that we transmute it into power, into realigning us, into that reconnection with ourself that we are, that we always will be. The feeling that you receive when you know that you continue to pull through regardless of everything that tried to break you down. When you receive that feeling, it's so worth it. It is so, so worth it. It's so worth it. I promise it's so worth it. And if you, I mean, we can feel this feeling whenever we want to. That's the beautiful thing about feelings. We can bring any moment into the present by placing ourselves in that moment through our feelings. However, I know it's not always the easiest when you're in the midst of the thunder, when you're in the midst of the storm. It's hard to tell somebody that's receiving that heavy thunderstorm to tell them the sun's gonna come, the rainbow's gonna come, and it's gonna appear. It's difficult. I know it is. It's not impossible, but it's difficult. And it's a gentle reminder right now that if you haven't experienced that feeling just yet, the feeling proud of yourself for continuing forward and not giving up, That just means it's not the end just yet. It's not the finish line just yet. You're still meant to continue running that race. You're meant to continue running that race and continue just going forward. Don't even look back. There's nobody running with you. We're the only ones we need to focus on. There's nobody chasing after us. There's nobody trying to compete with us. It's a matter of us staying focused in here on what's leading us in here, on that little voice, that intuitive feeling that's feeding you the energy and the strength to keep going, to just keep going. This is a gentle reminder for you. And to share with you too my own experience, that it feels so beautiful to look into your eyes and connect with your soul and connect with your spirit. It's so beautiful, and it's so healing within itself. Through my eyes, I've been able to connect with my inner child and heal with that little part of me. Not only with my inner child, but every single moment of my life. My eyes have been there. I can't look into my heart, but I can in a way through my eyes. Just like they say, it's true, it's so true, where our eyes are a mirror of our soul. We're looking through the reflection of our soul. The eyes are the window to the soul. They truly are. And I feel like when we're ready to receive that, that's when we connect. Because for a long time too, I would look into my eyes and I wouldn't connect. But I know that it was probably a fear of my own self that was scared to see what I was hiding behind my eyes. And I know that that's also why for a while too, when I knew that somebody could connect with me and read my eyes, I wouldn't like to look at them in the eyes. Because I didn't want them to feel what I was avoiding my own self feeling. I didn't want them to see what I was avoiding seeing. But when we're brave enough to look into the eyes of our soul, it shows us our true essence of who we truly are, of what we truly are. 1114. This is just a gentle reminder for you. Take it however it resonates for your own self. Only you know. I'm just sharing my own emotions with you, my own experiences and my own vulnerability and my own healing, because this is also a reflection of me with my own healing for my own self. So I'm gonna go to sleep now. I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna enjoy my sleep. I'm gonna reprogram while I sleep, listening to something, and wake up to a calm mind through my meditation before I start my day, setting in some good intentions, taking some deep, good breaths, and just staying grounded and centered in the essence of who I am. Whenever you see this is when it's meant for you to see it. Time is not linear. 1, 2, 3, 4. You're continuing to move forward even if it doesn't seem like it to you. You are progressing. Much love. Much peace. Till next time on The Love Solution, where love is the root of our existence.